tight-assed river. Pekin. The Pekin Wiggles are halfway up the Illinois River between the Mississippi River and Chicago. On the radio, other toes tell us how they're doing in the Pekin Wiggles. During the forward watch on this toe, the captain mentioned them when they were still 3 hours upstream. They would not be his to negotiate. 2 in the afternoon, and the pilot, Mel Adams, of the back watch, the after watch, is addressing them at the moment. He's made a sharp turn to the left, followed by a bend to the right, and is now going into an even sharper turn to the left that will line him up with the Pekin Railroad Bridge of the Union Pacific. There is not much horizontal clearance under the Pekin Bridge. Mel is tall and lanky, fed in the middle but lithe in the legs. He has a sincere mustache, a trig goatee, and a slow, clear, frank, and friendly Ozark voice. He lives in southern Missouri on Table Rock Lake, which has 700 miles of shoreline. The 8 other people in the crew of this vessel all call him Mail. They're from Kentucky, Tennessee, Oklahoma, southern Missouri, and southernmost Illinois. They work 28 days per stint. When they report for work, they show up in Paducah and are driven in a van from Kentucky up into Illinois or anywhere else this towboat happens to be. Its name is Billy Joe Bowling. Overall, the Illinois is a fairly straight river, only 10% longer than its B line, the fact notwithstanding that the bends at Pekin corkscrew-like fishing line that has come untied. Mel understands monofilament. He is wearing shorts, sandals, a cap with the word fishing sewed into it, and a T-shirt covered with fish. Each morning before he goes off watch at 5:30, he cell phones his wife, Aurora, and gently awakens her. When he's at home, he routinely gets up at 4:30, goes fishing, is off the lake.